Greetings. I am presently on my third day of elk hunting. The operative word is hunting since I have not yet been successful. Plenty of evidence and even sightings, just not in the spot I need them to be in. It is supposed to get really wet this afternoon, so I hope I have the appropriate gear to see me through. I sure would like to put some meat in the freezer. In light of that, my subject today is the red heifer. No pun intended, just happens to be during my elk hunt time. In the Old Covenant Torah temple system, there was a sacrifice of a red heifer. That heifer was spotless, without blemish or defect of any kind. It was only a shadow and a symbol of what was to come to us from heaven. It was not the thing that God desired, only a copy of something that God desired to bring into the earth. Some are looking for a day of the restoration of this sacrifice in some form in the nation of Israel. And I believe that this sacrifice is already complete in Christ, and the fruit of that sacrifice is rising up in the earth. The red heifer is but a symbol of a spotless body for the service of God in Christ. Hebrews 10:19-22. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which is consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near for a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. The body that we have been given access to is the body of Christ. The body of Christ is the house of God. Through Jesus, we have ended our old life of flesh and entered into a body of faith in Christ. Being joined together in the body of Christ is what gives us our true identity in Christ. The pure water is the testimony of water that can sanctify us in this world.